Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When trumpets were mellow, everyone only had one fellow. No need to remember when, 'cause everything old is new again. Dan Sinatra, Long Island, jazz age parties. Waiter, let me have some more Bacardis. Let's order now what they ordered then. Your white suit, your tennis shoes and tail.
Scoop, scoop.
Let's go backward when forward fail.
Strut, I know.
Movie stars, that's the part of London.
Now I'll
frame beside your bed.
Hello and welcome back to Patreon with Cheese. I am once again joined, as always, by Elizabeth Esten. How are you doing, Liz?
I'm good. How are you doing? Have any heart problems lately?
I don't know, but my wrist is acting up, and I'm always sweating, and I take a lot of pills, and I just look in myself in the mirror and cough a lot, and I'm like, it's showtime.
Yeah, every morning. Every goddamn every morning.
This week we're talking about All That Jazz, which is my number one favorite film of all time, and Liz is about to shit all over it. I'm so excited.
I am not about to shit all over it. I'm just going to throw some critiques at it.
Oh my god, no, this film is free of critique. All right, tell us what the film's about, Liz.
Okay, All That Jazz is about fake Bob Fosse, whose name is actually Joe Gideon, but I call him Schmob Schmossy the whole time. this is Schmob Schmossy. And fake Bob Fosse is editing a movie while simultaneously directing a musical that is definitely not Chicago. It is definitely called something else. It's not super
obvious.
It's about
airlines. What are you talking about?
New York, LA. Really? Really? Just pick one of them. Pick one of them, Bob Fosse. And this entire movie is basically Bob Fosse grouping with his own death. That he
his
might
own
have.
Imminent death.
His own imminent death from all his heart problems and doing too many drugs.
And fucking too many women.
So many women.
There's a lot of titties in this movie.
There's a lot of boobs in this. A lot of them are covered up with, like, tassels and shit, but, like, a lot of boobs.
But then there's, like, that weird sex, like,
the sex number? Oh, God. I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, why are there so many tits in this scene? Like, what the hell?
They're, like, 70s tits, where it's, like one of them's inverted, one of them's off to the side.
Yeah. They're like regular people boobs. It's like not
I know, it's great.
It's not Hollywood boobs where they're all like A cups and it's like look how tiny these boobs are. Like, thank God.
They felt like real dancer boobs.
Yeah, why is there so many boobs though? Why is there so many boobs?
Bob Fosse was a dirty, dirty pervert.
I've also seen Showgirls though, so every movie with a ton of boobs in it doesn't have too many boobs.
Everyone's got AIDS and shit.
Everyone's got AIDS and shit.
I cannot sit through Showgirls. That
I love Showgirls. It's garbage, and I love every minute of it. Except for the rape scene. That sucks. But, you know, everything else is great.
I just like to consider it a sequel to Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, they do reference it in the new Saved by the Bell show.
I've not watched it. Is that any good?
I have not watched it. I was watching Chucky the TV series on Peacock, which is very good. But
yes, it is good.
I have Peacock with ads. So I had to watch ads in between breaks, and a lot of them were for the Saved by the Bell show. And there's a line, there's a part where Elizabeth Berkley shows him one of these ads, and it's just like, I'm wearing Versace, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's a good one.
It was pretty good.
I like that joke. That's a good joke. Like, Saved by the Bell.
Not bad. Not bad. Saved by the Bell reboot. Not bad. I'm not watching you ever, but not bad.
Tina Fey's an executive producer, if I remember right.
No, that's Girls Five Ever.
Fucking.
That's another Peacock show, which I will not watch because I don't care.
Speaking of Peacocks, Bob Fosse, like
so many women.
He's a very good director, though. Like, he was as good as Martin Scorsese or Francis Ford Coppola or any of his contemporaries at the time. This film got nominated for Best Picture, same as Cabaret, and I think this deserved it more. I think it lost to Kramer versus Kramer, which I do not think is a good movie.
Yeah, I've not seen Kramer vs. Kramer, but...
Yeah, I think this movie's fantastic. It might just be it's my niche thing of like really prestige film and musical theater, which literally no other film until Tick, Tick, Boom had gave me this, which is about two men facing their imminent death and trying to finish up what work they can in a very toxic and uncomfortable way, at the cost of all of their relationships. And two different ways of explaining that. I say the therapy scene from Tick, Tick, Boom is probably the closest thing to what All That Jazz is doing, but
I was getting All That Jazz vibes from it when I watched it later. I caught a little bit on Twitter when it was just a clip was posted, and I was just like, wait, I get the All That Jazz vibe.
You get why I'm like, oh, these are kind of are worth talking about. There's a video essay to be made about the comparing these two. Totally. I don't want to make it, but there's one to be made.
Yeah, no, totally. I see the comparison. I did enjoy the directing. I think for me, at least, there's just this like idea of like white boy artist movies as like a subgenre of filmmaking.
Yes.
That are either really good for me, like Brigsby Bear is one of them, but it adds like a layer to it. Of,
that's
like
a different
dealing
time,
with
though.
Trauma. Like it's very different, but it's like the same basic principle. Like All That Jazz. I do like how Bob Fosse calls out his own shit. Like. He calls out his own womanizing and drug use and heart issues and the fact he didn't take care of himself in the hospital. Because there's a montage in this movie where Bob Fosse is just drinking and partying when he has an angina. So.
Yeah. You know the first thing he did after getting out of surgery?
What'd he do?
This is a real life thing. So Anne Reinking, who was in this movie, playing essentially herself, and he made her audition for this.
Yeah, like six times. I was reading the IMDb facts today. I'm just like, what the fuck?
And they do a scene in Fosse Verdon where they show that audition and how intense and gross it was. But I've read the Fosse book, and the first thing he did, he got out of surgery for it. He's healing barely, and he's crying to, what's her name, Anne Reinking. And he's like, they say I might not be able to have sex again. He's crying, and then she and him have sex to prove that he could still do it. While he's still healing from... a heart attack, a massive heart attack.
Well, I'm glad that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was, but I feel like this movie has more respect for the character Anne Reinking plays than Bob Fosse had for real life Anne Reinking.
Yeah, I really liked Anne Reinking in this. She's really good. Also, I like the ex-wife character.
Gwen Verdon, you mean?
Yeah, like the fake Gwen Verdon. I forgot her name, but I like fake Gwen Verdon. I like how like petty she was at times, but also like she cared. So
That perfectly sums up probably how their relationship was. Like, there is an intense amount of respect between them. They just don't love each other anymore.
No. I was like the daughter a lot. Like, child acting is always a mixed bag. Like, it's either really good or, like, really fucking bad. But I think she, like, pulled it off.
I agree. And especially, like, the dancing.
One of my favorite so good at the
musical
dancing.
Moments in film is just the Everything Old is New Again with her and Anne Reinking. And it's just a good show of everything that he could be losing if he died. It's
best
scene.
That scene was delightful. I loved every little frame of that. It was edited impeccably because there wasn't a ton of editing. It was just, like, a little cut to him and then it was cut back to the wide. That was clearly a oneer. Mm-hmm. At times they did cut in, but it was like they probably did a wide of a oneer.
Yeah,
no. This
is
19
accentuate what they're doing. Like, we're gonna move the camera so we can see them coming down the stairs properly, as opposed to like let's close up on their feet.
Yeah, it was editing that I didn't think about, which is a delight in movies, because when I don't think about the editing, I know the editing is good because my brain is trained to look at editing. Thanks, film school.
You're welcome, Film School.
Thanks, Film School, for ruining my viewing experience.
That scene is incredible, and it just reminds me what a loss it was to lose Anne Reinking last year. I remember being heartbroken when that news broke.
I didn't know who she was, but now I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, she died last year, and I remember it hitting the press and then being retracted, then hitting again. It was like Carrie Fisher situation where they announced she died and then they took it back and then they announced she died again for real this time.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good dancer. One of the best dancers I've ever lived.
Fantastic. She did a great job in this. I will say, my quibble with this is there's times where I think Bob Fosse definitely has his head up his own ass and thinks he's the greatest person alive. And
I have one of those too. One though, only one.
Yeah.
What's yours?
It's just a vibe I get from like the last 30, like last hour or so. This movie's 2 hours. So like the last hour or so, I get this vibe that Bob Fosse is like, I am a tragic hero who's dealing with all these health problems. And I'm like, okay.
I think you could say that, but it's immediately offset by the final shot of the film.
Yeah, that's true. He's in a body bag. That was a spoiler.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, spoiler. but that last sequence, oh my God. Oh, there's so much to fucking love about this movie. The last sequence.
I think he's going
to
die,
And Ben Vereen, the Baba Life, Baba Half. That is one of the best scenes ever put to film, ever. That is one of the greatest film sequences ever. The editing is perfect. The staging is perfect.
Yeah, it was well. I think it was well done. Like, this movie's a lot of good sequences for me. I really like elements of sequences. I like directing. I like the technical aspects of it. I don't think I connect with it as much as you probably do. Because I connect more with the women, obviously, in this case. A little less with the Bob Fosse.
I think that's part of the reason why I think this film works for me so well is the fact that the women are characters. They aren't nameless shrews. They are people that both the director and everyone has empathy for more than the main character, who just happens to be our eyes and ears throughout this. As much as I love Sunday in the Park with George, Dot is kind of a nagging shrew throughout most of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what sets this apart. And I think this even sets it apart from Tick, Tick, Boom, because what can we say about the female
lead girlfriend
in there?
Yeah, she's just kind of there.
Every female in this film, whether it be a bit part, even the girls that are at the auditions and the one that he sleeps with that he says can't ever be a dancer, they have personality, character, and empathy.
Yeah.
Like when he's working her too hard and all that. Like, I feel like the women have more character than Joe Gideon at times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Joe...
other men. Like, all the men are kind of idiots.
Yeah, John Lithgow's in this movie. Like,
playing Hal Prince.
Yes. What a burn. John Lithgow's in this movie, and his only characteristic is he's a little bitch, and he's a little petty bitch. All he is.
What about, what's his name? Inconceivable, that guy.
He's Wallace Shawn is in this movie for 2 seconds. It's great.
I think it was both of their first movies.
Wallace Shawn has one line in this movie in the last, 10 minutes, so.
This movie is so good.
I enjoyed Aspect. I'm still trying to come to grips with how I feel about it, I think.
It is a complicated film that way.
It's complicated, and there's parts of it I enjoy. Like, I enjoy the touch of him directing his own hospital hallucination.
I love that. That's my favorite. Every musical number in this, especially the hospital hallucinations, are so good.
Yeah, I like the hospital hallucination. Like, I like it vaguely, and I like the idea of it. I just think it goes on, a smidge too long, in my opinion.
I'd rather see that than him roaming around the hospital. See, all right.
Oh, the roaming around the hospital stuff goes on for too long, too. Like, oh my God.
So there is a commentary on the Criterion Blu-ray release of this where it's just the editor being like, yeah, Bob Fosse. We talked about editing this scene and Bob, I thought Bob was a little too hard on himself in this scene. And then he's like, I begged Bob. I still stand by this note. There's like that moment he gives a kiss of death to a woman as if I begged him to cut that. He's like, no, I refuse.
It lost me there. A lot. It felt gross. It felt like it stepped over something. And I'm like, okay. No.
Oh, yeah, while he's editing a film about a comedian. Not to be confused with the film he was editing about a comedian while directing Chicago, the one about Lenny Bruce. Don't be confused about that one. This is a completely different one, guys.
Yeah. Also, I was reading up about Lenny. It was critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
And he just made his fake movie non-critically acclaimed.
And I don't think it got released. It just got one bad review.
Yeah, it got one bad... No, it did get released. It got one bad review.
One bad balloon.
It wasn't the
mass success that Cabaret was. I think it's more what his issue was.
Yeah, I guess that's the point. Yeah, but I was like confused because I'm like, okay, this is weird.
Stanley Kubrick calls this film one of his favorite films ever made.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, I can too. But I see all your critiques. But this is different than all the other white boys sad about making art films.
It is different.
This has more to say.
It does have more to say, and I give it credit for that. I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would, because I thought it'd be a sad boy making art movie where the sad boy making art is a great person. It reminded me a lot of when I watched Marriage Story, because I went into that movie thinking Noah Baumbach was gonna make himself look like the good person in his own divorce, and he doesn't.
Jason Ron Brown style.
He doesn't, though. He makes himself kind of the bad guy. He fully acknowledges his own faults in his relationship with the woman he was divorcing at the time. So I was like, okay, maybe he'll know a Baumbach this shit, and Bob Fosse will acknowledge his own faults. And he did.
And
he did acknowledge his own faults. Fully.
He even goes psychoanalyzing, about, his mother and, how he was raised and how he was, had to perform in whorehouses to
make cash, and he got laughed at because he had a boner.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, how it ruined his relationship with sex. And I read the Wasson book where it talks a lot about, how his relationship with sex was really not even transactional. It just was a thing he needed to do or else he thought he would die.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they established the sex thing really well, so it kind of makes sense why he's sleeping with multiple women. It doesn't make it correct, but,
No.
It doesn't make it correct when you tell your girlfriend, hey, I'm going to be busy tonight, and then you sleep with a random dancer from your show. So.
But then there's the really fucked up scene, and I think Anne Reinking is fucking incredible in this scene, even though it has a really cringy line of dialogue, and we'll talk about it. But it's the first scene where they're talking and she gets off the phone and he's like, who are you talking to? And he's like, what do you mean? And he's like, he's a very, very tall man, very attractive man. She's like, well, you can go out with anyone. He's like, you're right. I can go out with whoever I want, but I come home to you. Which is something that Bob Fosse apparently said to a lot of women. He's like, yeah, I will go out with people, but I will stay and be with you. And then she has the cringy line, which is like, I want you. I don't want all this. All I want is your love and you alone and your cock. And I was like, ugh.
Or isn't the line just like, I wish your cock wasn't like so
something like that.
Something about your cock being like constantly doing shit.
Yeah. And it's just like it felt like an actor trying despite the line she's given. Do you know what it reminds me of? Freddie Got Fingered, when you've got the love interest in there where she was like, I don't want diamonds. All I want to do is suck your cock.
I just want to suck your cock. And this woman's like in a wheelchair and is just like doing baby voice. Just like, I don't want diamonds. I want to suck your dick.
That movie is garbage. Much, much worse than this film. I will say that. How did you think Roy Scheider's performance as Bob Fosse Jr.?
Oh, Schmob Schmossy. Yes. Yeah. I've only seen Roy Scheider in Jaws. So
yeah, me too.
My expectations were not high. I'm just like, I've only seen this guy play a brooding sheriff hunting a shark. Like, I don't think he's going to do good at the singing or the dancing. He'll be fine, probably. So he was really good, surprisingly. I was like,
he was fantastic.
I really liked his performance. I think he did a great job. I think, like, the acting in this movie is really good overall.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Roy Scheider, but, like, the entire cast, really. And so, like, the whole, like, the narrative of it is what kind of throws me off in fully liking it. But the acting is so good, I'm just like, okay, I'm engaged.
Yeah, the problem is, it doesn't drag for me. The movie kind of moves at a quick pace, and it's a lot like when I go see Les Mis live, where there's always something I'm going to have something to look forward to. So even if I am like, oh, that part happened, and I really like that part, but I have this next awesome part coming up, and not going to lie, anytime I'm having a bad day, I'll just pull up like the entire hospital sequence and watch that. Watch Anne Rankin kick the shit out of like things, and all the other songs, The Daughter's Number. Fantastic.
Oh, The Daughter's Number. I still find the makeup they put on her weird. I don't know how I feel about that, but I liked her singing. The makeup job just looked weird to me.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a thing that my girlfriend hates about filmmaking and how a lot of it just is opportunist chance. So the little girl was up against a bunch of other actresses. A bunch of other actresses. It was between her and one other dancer performer, and Bob Fosse couldn't choose between them. So his idea came to be, it was like, all right, one of you light me a cigarette. So the first girl took it and did the usual lighting that you would see. This girl that got the role just took it and just lit it like that. He's like, that's funny, I'm casting you. And it's just little shit like that that leads to people getting cast. And it really is the tiniest shit that leads to people getting roles.
Yeah.
As someone that has sat behind a casting table, it is the littlest shit. It's like, oh, I think I'd get along with them.
Yeah. Also, when you told me about this movie, you said there's a scene that bothered Miranda a lot and made her want to rage quit or something.
Yeah, it was the not rage quit. She smacked my arm and said, favorite film of all time, as soon as like everyone started getting naked during the takeoff with me dance number.
I get how she feels.
Did you watch this alone or did you watch it with someone else?
I watched this alone. I watch all of these alone. I think in the future, when I move my significant other, I may make him watch these with me so I can get a second opinion.
Yeah. I find them helpful because, once again, like I have my own opinions. I think this is just a better Tick, Tick, Boom, but Tick, Tick, Boom is much more sincere and this is much more cynical.
Yeah, I like Tick, Tick, Boom better slightly because it's more sincere. I like the cynical aspect of this movie, though. Like, they're hard to compare in that way because they both have different outlooks on life.
Yeah.
Like, Bob Fosse wants to die the minute this movie starts. So.
What did you think about Jessica Lange's performance as the literal Grim Reaper that he's flirting with the entire time? in like fantasy world.
I don't know how to feel about her.
I love it.
I don't know how I feel about her. She feels slightly underwritten at times. I know that's the point. She's supposed to be this mythical creature in a way that he's talking to in his head. Like, I get the narrative framing of it. But it's also like, I don't know why these random things are randomly intercutting.
What?
I don't know, like when they just cut to her in like the middle of a scene. It's like,
oh, it's because he's like coughing or because he's in the hospital or something. It's the Grim Reaper creeping up on him.
I think her performance is good. I think her sexy voice is a little too sexy.
Yeah, I get that.
It's just like, I know death is like sexy to this character because he's constantly thinking about dying, but like,
well, I think he's just self-destructive, so the
the
choice of him turning her away as we get closer to the end, and then the last shot of the movie before he's wrapped in a body bag is him being thrown down a hallway and having to go toward her.
Yeah, and she's smiling. She's like, hey, come here. Come here.
You're fucked. Can't run away now.
You're fucked, man. You got a heart attack. Also, I found the line, I went to IMDb, and I found the line that the girlfriend says about his cock. And it's just as bad as
we thought
it was.
All right, okay, read it out. Wait, what's his line? I'll give me his read-in line.
Okay, so Joe Gideon. Katie, I try to give you everything I can give.
Katie, I try to give you everything I can give.
Oh yeah, you give, all right. Presents, clothes. I just wish you weren't so generous with your cock.
I feel like her delivery was better, but that's a really rough line to give to a
And then Joe
actress.
Gideon responds, in brackets, pauses in thought. That's good. I can use that.
It isn't, though!
It's not good.
Like, it's not good, Joe.
I think
it's a bad line.
I laughed at that line because it was so bad. I was just like,
yeah. Like, it's so bad that even in my favorite film of all time, I'm like, that film's rough. That line's rough, buddy.
That is rough. Also, I think my mixed... I think my favorite movies are all, like, really small indie movies, like, that are character-driven and don't have, like, giant set pieces. Like, my favorite movie is Trainspotting, which has, like, kind of big set pieces, but they're small enough that it's, like, pretty low-key. It's basically just a bunch of Scottish dudes doing heroin for 90 minutes, and I find it delightful. So, not that I don't dislike this movie for being as grand as it is.
Yeah.
Grand is great. It's great.
I like it better than Cabaret. I feel like you're going to have to agree with me there.
Yeah, it is better than Cabaret. The plot feels better, and it doesn't feel as confused. Cabaret is confused at times. But it's definitely better than Cabaret.
Confused.
It's definitely better than Cabaret, and I do like it. I think I'm still coming to grips with how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's a complicated film. I think that every musical number is fantabulous.
Yeah.
Flawless.
And
it's
like
a
them.
Shame that we lost Bob Fosse, because if he kept making films this good, might actually get some good musicals made in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. He died like 9 years after this came out.
Yeah.
Of a heart attack.
Shocking. He should have died much, much earlier. On the like right outside of the Sweet Charity Theater. That where his Broadway show was playing.
Oh,
Gwen
God.
Verdon held him while he died.
Oh, no. It's very Jonathan Larson dying the night before Rent's preview.
Yeah, it was the evening, like literally like a few minutes before curtain, he died outside the theater.
They are connected. It's all connected. We're all in a universe.
Well, that was a fun conversation. I'm sure me and Andrew will do a real episode one day, but what is your overall thoughts on All That Jazz and your cheese rating, Liz?
I liked All That Jazz. It was pretty good. I think I'm still coming... I don't connect with it as much, because there's just aspects to it that throw me off of being engaged with it, like the boob scene, and just random little bits. It's hard to describe.
It's no other film like it.
I've never seen anything like this movie. I give it a ton of credit for that. It is definitely, I'm not tearing it a new asshole. Like, I do like a lot of it. And I like all the women in this movie. I'm glad they were people. And not random boobs in the background. Which, really could have been.
They could have been. Even universe. Like the women that could have just been boobs in the background are fleshed out.
Yeah, even that random one woman he sleeps with, they have a whole conversation before they fuck. It's just like...
And after they fuck. And later on, she has like a whole scene where she's trying to learn to dance and he's not going easy on her.
Yeah, and sure, she was probably cast because she was hot, but like...
I mean, they say too. That. Like, she's a terrible dancer. He's like, ah, oh, with her legs like that, who's looking?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Also, one thing I remember is the opening scene, the opening bit of montage of this is set to the yes. Neon Lights on Broadway song, which is Bill Murray eventually rewrote to be about Star Wars on SNL one time.
Wait, how did his version go?
It's a, like Neon Lights on Broadway, magic in the air. It's like Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. It was like transitioned into that.
Oh, I didn't know that's how that. I know the Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. I didn't know that it came from the Neon Lights on Broadway.
Well, actually, when Force Awakens came out, Oscar Isaac, the magazine released this video of Oscar Isaac playing that. So I think he opened with those lines and then went into Star Wars. So when I heard that, when I heard that opening bit, the first thing I thought of was Oscar Isaac singing that Star Wars song. I was just like, oh God, my brain. Also, this movie does end with "There's no business like show business," as it should.
As we set up, we set that up a few episodes ago.
That
is the best use of that song ever.
It really is, though. The encore did not use it right. So I'm going to give this movie... I'm going to give it Swiss cheese, because I'm trying to figure out if I like it or not.
That's fair enough. I give this all the cheese, like a whole heaping cheese tray, because it's everything I love.
A cheese platter?
It's a cheese platter. Everything I love. It's a drama. It's a soulful drama. It's a depressing musical. It's a big dance broady number. It's so good. Guys, if you haven't watched this movie, what are you doing with your lives?
Yeah, watch the movie. Get your own thoughts. We want to hear your thoughts.
I do. What are your cheese ratings?
Yeah, why would you rate all that jazz? Did you like the boob scene?
I didn't. I it makes me uncomfortable, and I think that's what the movie's trying to do, though.
I didn't like it.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time on Patreon with Cheese. Say goodbye, Liz.
Goodbye.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. and there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.